This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It can never be a complete Friday without the podium. Hey!
Listen, we love the podium, and every Friday we take the second hour of the show to learn more about sport and the various people that are spearheading sport in the country, in the province, all the positions, all of that. Today, we are with the one and only. Let me give her the time to put on her baby chain kunje. Baby chain, baby chain, baby chain, allowing her to put on her makarapa. The one and only Lady D, Pirates diva, an Orlando Pirates super fan. Listen, if you've seen an Orlando Pirates match, then you've definitely seen Lady D.
Yeah.
So we're going to be learning more about her journey today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. But you forgot something. President just arrived. Really woke me up so early. But I'm grateful, hey. I'm grateful.
Are you a morning person?
Not as such. Normally I wake up around 8, 9.
Okay.
So today I had to wake up at around 5 o'clock to prepare myself. So yeah.
So we know that she's not really a morning person. What else do you want to know? We are on 079-899-6226. Lady D is in studio with us. If you have questions, if you have comments, we're going to be with her for the next couple of minutes. We'll be talking with her, having a good time. But, and we bring you a super fan, Lady D, Pirates diva, Orlando Pirates super fan, in the house, in the studio, President Yastrata. You know what? Kyalechava, because just a call out, Yaore, you know what? What do you want to ask? What do you want to, the comment you want to make? And then already you are taking over. You know what? Let the people do the talking, Mr. Jones.
Hey, Capricorn, I do have a question for Lady D. I don't really call her Lady D. I call her Mrs. Pretty. Mrs. Beauty, I'm always fascinated about who finances her to go to travel to all Orlando Pirates matches. You know, I just want to know that. And then how did she fall in love with football is another question. And then another question that is not soccer related that she can also answer off air. This lady, she's beautiful. Is she available? Is she married? Because see, some of us, we have got vacancies. My name is Anonymous.
Anonymous, I'm here for you. I've got you. You are covered. You are safe.
Right.
I'm going to make sure.
Yeah.
So three questions.
First question is financing of trips.
Uh-huh.
Second question is falling in love with the soccer.
Yes.
Yeah, the soccer bug.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have
Availability. All you need is love now. We are here.
So, on financing of the trip, I finance myself. I'm self-employed. I was employed at Mole Mole Municipality as a manager. But then I resigned in 2020 to follow my passion of football also.
What?
I'm a professional coach. Okay. Yeah, I resigned in 2020.
Yo.
Yeah, from my profession there at a traffic department.
Mm.
Then I followed my passion of football.
Mm.
So I finance myself. Currently, I'm self-employed. I've got a driving school and also a printing company.
Mm.
And then I'm a professional coach, SAFA accredited. I work at Elika Primary School.
Yes, mommy.
So we're talking to a businesswoman here.
Yeah.
And
so
a coach.
So I finance my trips all the time.
All the time
I do finance my
trips. Second question, how did you fall in love with the soccer?
I fell in love with Orlando Pirates, basically, because I grew up at Radikhali. I'm from Radikhali.
Mm.
So I used to go to local tournaments. So that's where actually my love for football actually developed, started there.
Mm.
So specifically for Pirates, there was a team there at the village called Chaba Pirates.
Mm.
So every time when they do the gesture, greeting the fans, that time the Rasta defense was in Nova.
They would actually cross their hands.
Then they'll be crossing their hands. I love that gesture all the time. They'll be doing it like that.
Mm.
So then there's the real Pirates on TV, which is Kwasana, which is Mwedi. So that's how now I just took it from the village to the real Orlando Pirates. That's how I fell in love, but from a very tender age.
Mara, there's loving a team and there's becoming a super fan. How do you even make that jump?
Yo, It's in my DNA. I'm football. Like, I love sport, girl. Mm. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, it's in my... Kurenga Sea Stadium, I feel like something is missing within me. That is why I don't miss a match.
So you head over heels in love when...
Yes.
So I
really don't.
Anonymous, why ring you? I know you are in love with soccer. Yes. Anonymous is in love with you, Lady D.
Question is, will he?
I get the word out at the stadium every time.
I don't think he can. But I'm not available, unfortunately.
Anonymous, that's me. But they are not available.
Morning, Macheloni.
Macheloni.
Tovela, Watuka Muka, the listeners of Capricorn FM, Mr. Jones, Mpo, Fifi, and Husimoro. Lady T. Gamu. Just a quick question. I just want to know how does he feel about the loan, yeah, Salim. We all know that Pirates still need him a lot. From a Kaiser Chiefs fan, I was wishing they can just release him. Remuji Renaga Mobo Makelo Animan, Im Takolo Coach. But then, how does he feel? What's a view about loaning him out? What does she think? Was that a bad decision, or she think they were supposed to resolve whatever issues that they're having with him and then just allow him to play and give them the best that he was giving? Thank you, Tovela.
Saleng, does it all go well for Pirates' future though?
Yeah, I think I'm heartbroken with the Luna Saleng. Mm. When I saw it yesterday, I thought maybe it's just one, you know, the news that are rounding up. I think he gave us the best. We won several cups, MTN NetBank back to back.
Especially against Sundowns.
Yeah. But the fact that he didn't sign for Chiefs then at least, yeah. But I'm so heartbroken. Also another lodge, you know.
Mm.
You know, those are the players that we want to retain. I think they could have just resolved whatever issues that was there with the management. You know, because he still had 2 years Lorena. Then Baba resolved whatever that was happening. Then Atamali took me to Spain so that we can prepare for the new season. But I'm heartbroken, but at least better is not a Chiefs. So at least, yeah.
Wow. Talking about being heartbroken, message here says, morning, can you please ask Lady D, how did you feel when Sundowns beat Orlando Pirates 4-1? Did you cry? Let's be honest. This is the Sundowner who sent that message.
Jeez. You know, we don't even eat. That is a Niger Stadium. I eat first. I make sure. Because, you know, after the results... They won't go in. Our staff, I don't lie. Unless I get to Babang, but nani. I make sure it's another stadium. I buy full plate of meal.
Especially when it's a good coach.
And it's so painful. I want to be like Orlando. Yo, at home.
Yeah.
It is deep.
Yeah.
Seriously. So I make sure that I eat first, stomach full, then I watch the game. But else I'm going to starve the whole night.
That's for crying. You do cry.
I do. Oh, yo, when especially what's up away in what's up away to go. Imagine away Cape Town in Mahometo 1-0. Or we take Cape Town City away from there. Mana, 18 hours. Keep time up.
How bad.
It hurts.
Jones.
Too much.
Nampuapo.
Yes.
Capricorn FM. Nicole Betra Togoy. I have a question, Kaledi. What are your Pirates? My question is that if she married balance her if Munawa asked to open as border, balance her needs to family, that's border. I just want to know or balance her needs to. None of the other to call Colbert.
Lady D, baro balance her joint,
but she's not available. I think this is stemming from the fact that she was not specific. Really available.
Hey.
Yeah, this one is specific.
Baro, I know Rao available. And Obilori is there. So balance her joint, but
no, I think it's about time management. Remember, I'm a mother of four.
Mm-hmm.
I've got four kids.
Mm.
I've got two girls and two boys.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I might be looking young and fit, but I'm a mother of four.
Yeah.
So I'm also a businesswoman. You can see I'm a coach at school.
Yeah.
So I have to balance everything at home as well. So I think it's about time management. And remember, game C is only about Wednesdays and only weekends. So it's only twice in a week. So it's not like I'm away for Monday to like the whole week.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm available Monday to Tuesday. I'm at home. Maybe I'm playing on Wednesday. I just go in and out when it's local. So
okay.
Only away trips is what Cape Town and PE Kachiba. So I manage to balance them well. I just draft my time very well and make sure that I balance them. But everything, no one is complaining.
Okay,
my kids are
good.
Happy. Yeah, everyone is happy at home.
Everyone is happy.
So getting the attention.
The business is
attention. Pirates. Business as well, same thing.
110%. a resourceful woman this way.
Good morning, Capricorn. It's a very beautiful morning on a Friday. I just want to check the question for Lady D is that, actually, it's not a question. It's more of, what can I call it? It's a question, by the way. Lady D, do you need a partner to travel with? I mean, I'm not a fan of soccer, but I'm a fan of traveling. So when you go away for these matches, don't you need a partner? Maybe I can join you. I travel with you, but I don't go to the stadium.
Mara, what's the point? What's
traveling
the point?
With me? No, I'll take your number. They'll give me your number. I'll travel together, but mostly like travel like one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't travel like a branch or anything.
Go on only one.
Yes, all the time. Paris, like fixture. Hey. Fixture will keep to and then I plan alone. If ever somebody wants to come with me, then they can come with me.
I do selfies.
Normally when I travel, remember I don't use a car because it's more expensive. Petrol is expensive.
Yes.
So normally I go to Shell Garage, but that's like President Yastrat. I'm always on the road, but get some ammo from the garage to Orlando, then I come back. You see.
Okay.
So I don't use my car. At all because of the expenses. Yeah. So if you want to travel with me, you're welcome, girl.
Wait. Yeah, so obviously she's inspiring others.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I
guess my darling, because we're now going to travel and tourism. Yeah, you tripod. I'm a fan of more, but I'm crutching. I guess I'm going to my love. But. So we have Lady D in the house, and we haven't even managed to ask her one question of our own because you've taken over.
Kiona podium.
Kiona podium.
Yeah. And we love the way you're taking ownership of the podium today.
Our
so
guest today is Lady D, and she's in studio with our super fan, a pirate super fan, and you have been conversing with her since she arrived, and you are continuing.
Hi, Capricorn team.
Morning.
This is Refilwe Naomi, Homgelia Jones from Hamerura. First time, Ditko Jena Car Radio. And today's on Tokonya, like, seriously. So I always listen to you guys, but I've never had the edge to Jena Radio. But today, Lady D. Yes, ndi dzula hapa ndani Polokwane. Don't know yanda chimbika na Lady D Raya FNB Stadium. That was one of my best trips that I've ever taken. I'm a lover for soccer, a soccer fanatic. So I know Lady D a bit because I'm also a Buccaneer fan, like diehard. I'm the only one in my family. But and it's the Chiefs fan, except my kids, of course. So, yeah. But Lady D, I'm so happy to hear your voice and the passion you have for Orlando Pirates. So thank you so much. Keep it up. I wish I had the chance to do what you are doing, the traveling and everything, because I also love traveling. And Ndandi Chingazwifuna will travel and go support our pirates, but I'm unable to. But Rivone, you are doing it on our behalf, and I'm grateful for that. So, yeah, up the butts, girl. Up the butts.
Ah, thank you for that. You are living people's dream.
Yeah, definitely. No, the Waimera. I'll represent you, girl. Don't worry. I'm with you.
Good morning. Good morning, Tim. Can you please ask Lady D, how she feel about the new coach? Because we all know that the new coach is not that popular. And then we all know that Pirates is a big brand. So, and again, the signing of Sipombule, we know his behavior.
It is a surprise to us, but I think he just have to come. I listened to his speech when he said that he's going to address especially transitional defensive. So because I think that's where the key problem was. We normally don't defend well. So I think I'm about giving him a chance. But he have to work very hard because I think this season we need a Bedway Premiership. He have to prove we signed key players. Sipombule. I heard the listener said that he's got a lot of, you know, disciplinary issues. We know him at Sundowns, at Kukuni, and also at SuperSport. But I think he's about to be given a chance at Pirates. So he have to really represent the badge. I think that's why they even made an induction. I saw it the other week. They were telling them about the culture of Pirates. You know, we really cannot take what he did. So, but I think he's now mature. They're 26-year-old. He can prove us wrong.
Okay. All right.
Jones, the Albert Mawelo vanga pa mirura. Ndani kuri nembudzela po ka Lady T uri. Udi pfani ngamramzi PSL officials vasikochimbidza mitambo zvone. Kuchiko vano utudza kha uranga mitambo ya PSL nda.
I think on the officials, mina me 12th player. Normally, I don't interfere with what officials are doing. Sometimes, yes, it hurts when you see, like, obvious, like, bad, wrong officiating. It's not good for the image of the country. Yeah, not as an individual. But me, I'm a 12th player. I go there, I sing for 90 minutes. Sometimes we score, I even forget or we scored. Who scored? I'll be asking, who scored the goal? Because I'm about singing. I'm a 12th player. I'm getting the vibe at the stadium. So, normally, I don't pay attention much unless I'm at home reviewing the game.
A message says, Aweti, my all-time question for our lady is where is home, like where she lays her head every day. Baro Jwagai, Lady D, Kitepi in Mokopong asking this question.
I lay my head. Oh, Kitila Molagailabat.
Molagailabat, Wana Mopolokwani. All right, Kimuchapolokwani, as you've heard. And we've gone through all the questions that you've sent to us, and thank you so much. Mr. Jones,
but before she lives, no, we are about to kick off our new season now.
Yeah.
Where do you see Orlando Pirates?
Really, I want to see it winning the Betway Premier League. Number two, come on. like we're signing key players. Like, we want to know we're signing a full squad, you know?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the coach can just come in.
So you reckon you've got what it takes this season?
Yeah, I think we've got. Remember, if you can address the issue of defensive, like the coach said, I think he managed to identify it. Because normally, sometimes we never got a goal. We don't score goals. We waste chances. We don't defend. So if you can address those key issues, trust me, Sundowns is gonna breathe on their neck.
Yo,
definitely.
Hi, Obelechi, thank you so much for coming through in studio. We've had such a good time with you.
Yeah.
And so, this is what you're expecting for the next season, what? No.
Definitely.
Okay.
I need the Betway Premiership. You know, other clubs give up on
it's been beautiful to have you in studio. Pirates diva, Pirates super fan, President Yastrata, Lady D in studio with us this morning. Thank you so much. And all the best for the season. All the best for your life. Send our love to the family and all the best for the business.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.